Feed in the diet, Jesus. If you are not fed with this diet, you can't rise. God is about to do something with our generation. Men who are sold out to God, men who are on fire, men whose eyes are fire, men whose feet are wind. We are the ones turning water to wine. We are the ones opening blind eyes. We are the ones healing the sick. And God said, I need something done on the earth. And he took it. In you and your seed shall all the nations of the earth be blessed.
It's Glory Cloud 10th Meeting 2018 with Pastor Caris E. Amirels.
Our meeting has started. Amen. Oh boy. And the Holy Ghost is ready. It's ready, 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 ready. Hallelujah. Are you ready for tonight? I want you to handle this camp meeting with utmost seriousness. Listen to me. You know, I want that old time hunger and passion. I said it when I just came up. A few minutes ago. Listen, there's nobody here under the sound of my voice who has exhausted God's best for him. Am I talking? There's nobody here who has arrived. Do you understand? Well, you have some achievements here and there, but that is not all. You are far. Listen to me. I speak by the Spirit. Everybody here is far from the mark. What I mean by that is you are still far from where you are going. There are places you are to go that you have not been yet. There are lives you are to touch and impact that you have not touched and impacted yet. There are monies you are to have that you have not handled yet. Is somebody listening to me? So nobody here has reached. I want you to approach every session, beginning from tonight, with that utmost hunger. Don't come thinking you already know something. Don't come feeling, well, let me hear what they have to say. Let me just check out what is happening. If your mind is like that, you won't get anything. But if you come here with a childlike faith, with a hunger and desire in your heart, listen, if you look for God anywhere, you will find him. And I announce to you, God is in this place. Amen. Hallelujah. I want you to be hungry. Hungry for the revelation of God's word. Hungry for the touch of his power. Hungry for the experience of his presence. Hungry for an encounter with his glory. Tonight and through the camp meeting, you are going to say, Lord, I have not yet attained that which I do not know teach thou me. Lord, there is more to be done. Touch me. Touch me. Let it be that years from now I can trace certain things back to this camp meeting in 2018. I want your hunger to reach out. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Listen, in the realm of the spirit, hunger is a currency. You give it in exchange for spiritual verities. You give it in... Oh, am I talking tonight? You give it in exchange for spiritual substance. Meaning, listen, in the kingdom, if there is no hunger, nothing flows to you. Oh, come on now. If there's no strong desire to receive, nothing comes to you. If there's no palpable, feelable, voracious hunger in your heart for the word of the Lord, for the presence of God, for the touch of God, nothing will happen. Hunger is a means of exchange. Matthew says, chapter 5, verse 6, that was Jesus talking. He said, blessed are those that hunger and thirst. Blessed. What does it mean, blessed? Empowered to prosper. Empowered to succeed. Oh, come on now. Empowered to accomplish. Empowered to fulfill destiny. Blessed is he who hunger and thirst. He says, for they shall be filled. For righteousness, for they shall be filled. Meaning, you see, every hungry person won't go without a touch. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I want you to be focused tonight. And throughout this camp meeting, pay attention. Pay attention. Let your whole heart be hoops. Have your expectation ready. Say, Lord, this is me. Do this and do this with me. This is not an amusement park. This is not play. This is not joke. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you. We give you glory and we give you honor. Thank you for what you have said to do. Thank you for what you are set to do. We love you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, you may be seated. God bless you. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Obadiah 21. T.O.P., God bless you. You may be seated. You come up shortly. Just share God's word briefly and we'll pray and we'll go. Hallelujah. This is the opening, first day. And we thank God for the rain. Amen. Yeah. Hallelujah. How many of you are glad for the rain? Glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah. Our brethren from Makodia on their way from Bokos. Amen. Yola. Amen. Anybody from Yola yet? Hallelujah. Glory to God. If you guys have arrived from Kaduna, right? Amen. Glory to God. All right. Obadiah 21. Obadiah has one glory. That's right. All right. Just put it up quickly because of our time. Saviors arise. And saviors shall come up on Mount Zion. And judge the Mount of Esau, and the kingdom shall be the Lord's. Glory to God. Isaiah 60, very quickly. We'll read 1 to 7. Isaiah 60, 1 to 7, very fast. Glory. I would like you to read this one with me. Amen. Can we read it? It's on the board. It's on the screen. One to go. Arise. Verse 2. Shall cover the earth and gross darkness the people. But the Lord. Hallelujah. Verse 3. Do you believe that? I want you to put my there. Amen. Don't read it as your light. Put my light. All right, can you personalize it now? All right, one to go and come to my light and the kings to the brightness of my rising. Next verse. I lift up my eyes round about and I see. They come to me, my sons. Next verse. Hallelujah. Next verse 6. Hallelujah. Verse 7 and the last verse. Malaya. Makebasaya. Somebody shout in this place. Matthew, very quickly, Matthew 28 from verse 18 to 20. Glory! All right, Matthew 28, 18 to 20. Can we read it together? And Jesus came and spake unto them. All power. And lo, I'm with you always. Even unto the end. Give the Lord a shout. Woo! Hallelujah. Glory to God. Where do I start from? Just within these verses of scripture, I feel the anointing. How many of you were feeling blessed just within two? Hallelujah. Listen, there is a mandate upon our generation. There's a mandate upon our ministry. There's a mandate upon you. What is a mandate? A mandate is a commission to act, an order to act on behalf of a superior authority. We have a mandate as a people, as a generation. And that's one thing I want us to be conscious of from this camp meeting. The Lord has called us together to renew our vision, to stir up something within us, to empower us to go into the world and make a difference. Hallelujah. Glory to God forevermore. Listen, there's something hanging upon us. Do you know that we are in the last days? Are you aware? Somebody said from the days of the Bible, it was said that we are in the last days. Well, we are in the last part of the last days. If the early church talked about the last days, then we are in the last part of the last days. Hallelujah. And if you understand something about a relay, I want to paint a picture to us. If you understand something about a relay, that's relay race, where you have maybe 4 by 400, I think there's 4 by 400 or 4 by 100, where you have 4 athletes running 100 meters each. It means the victory is dependent on the team, right? On the 4 athletes. Number 2, there's an exchange of battle. Number 3, usually, if you understand athletics and really, really race very well, usually they put the 2 best. The first position or the person to start the race is the second best, and you carry your best to complete the race. The best of the best to complete the race. Is somebody following me? God's program from the beginning of creation, from the beginning of the church, has been a continuum. If you notice, when we read the history of the early church, we see so much exploits, so much impact, so much was done by a few men in such a short time. Sometimes when we read the Bible and we read Bible history of the early church, you are amazed at what you see. That is God putting one of his best to start. Oh. But you see, some of you are getting it now. It is true that we are in the last of the last days. It means God has positioned a generation to give him the advantage. Kai, I don't know who got that. You put your last guy and tell him, you know we are depending on you. You know everything is on you. Run as fast as you can. We need this trophy. That is your last man now in the relay. We need this trophy. Put in your best. You put in the best of coaching, the best of instruction, the best of motivation. How many of you understand what I'm talking about? Into the last guy, because he's to give you the trophy. We are that generation of men and women that God has trusted to deliver as the last part of this relay race. I don't know how many of you got that. This is to show us what God thinks about us. This is to show you how much God thinks about us. Listen, I'm glad I'm in the world at such a time as this. I'm happy I was born in this generation. I'll not wish I was born in the 1900s. I came in the best of times. In the best of times. You know, there are people that love to say, in the wonderful, in the 70s, the move of God in the 70s and the 60s. Sorry, the 70s have passed. God is about to do something with our generation. I say, God is about to do something with our generation. Most times, the problem we have, we don't see ourselves the way God sees us. You remember Gideon in the Bible? As far as God was concerned, Gideon was a mighty man of valor. Gideon was a man of potential. Gideon was a savior, a deliverer for the children of Israel. And by his head, God was to give victory, deliverance for Israel, bringing them out of the bondage of the Midianites. But guess what? He had a different perspective. He had a different view of himself. He thought differently about himself. The Bible says because he was from the tribe of Benjamin, which is the last tribe, he was from the least of the families, he thought nothing could come out of him. He was hiding, threshing the floor. And the angel of the Lord appeared to him. He said, Gideon, you are a mighty man of valor. And he looked, he said, me, mighty man of valor? Just like some of you are asking, Pastor, are you just retalking us in this place? That God is counting on us? You mean we are to do more than what the early church did? The answer is yes. You mean such degree of impact, exploit, of faith? You mean we are to walk in such anointing, such power, such influence, such grace, such glory? You mean my voice can be heard? My impact can be felt? You mean I have a place in this generation? You mean God is counting on me? Remember Gideon. Remember Gideon. The angel of the Lord appeared to him and said, that mighty man of valor. He looked at him and said, mighty man of valor. Probably he turned and was wondering, who are you talking to? Is somebody here that I'm not aware of? Oh, is somebody here tonight? He said, no, I'm talking to you. For you, this you, not another person, you shall smite the Midianite as one man. You shall smite the Midianite as one man. I don't know who I'm talking to tonight. I don't know how big what is before you is. I don't know how large the vision is. And you feel you don't have gas. Hi. You feel, have you ever, I know what it means. I know what I just said, I know what it means. Oh, I've told God before, I said, Lord, looking at me in the natural, I don't think I have the gas for this vision. But the Lord will say, my sufficiency, your sufficiency is me. Is somebody here? He will say, just believe me and I will do wonders with you. Oh, I believe God. I believe God. I believe God. This young man you are seeing before you, God is going to do wonders with my life until I become literally a wonder to this generation globally. Hey, the Lord is going to use me to touch the nations of the earth with this gospel. Hey, my voice will be heard. My impact will be felt. And I know there's somebody seated here. Your calling may not be on the pulpits. You may be called to the marketplace. You may be called to business, to banking, to education, to politics, to medicine, to sports and entertainment. Hey, Lord, do I have the gas? Lord, can I do it? The Lord is talking to you. Go in this your might. Go in this your might. For I am your strength. I am your sufficiency. I am the definition of your possibilities. Am I talking to someone? I define your possibilities. The world doesn't define what you can do and what you cannot do. You may be seated. He said, thou shalt smite the Midianites as one man. A deliverer hiding. A deliverer is saying, not believing until he had that encounter. Some of you, that threshing floor encounter is what is happening to you tonight. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Do you believe me tonight? Or thou shalt smite the Midianites as one man. The Midianites as one man. I know every time I read about Gideon, I'm amazed. You know, God does certain things to prove to you that, look, your sufficiency is of him. Can you imagine? How can you just carry? He had 3,000, I believe. I came out with, and God told him, no, you are not going to get a victory like that. You just need 300 men. He gave him the criteria. Do you know, humanly speaking, you are wondering, how can I take 300 people to meet the Midianites? How can you take 300 against thousands? But thus hear the Lord to someone tonight. What you have, what I'm telling you to use, may look as though it's not enough. May look as though he can't do anything on the outside. But trust me, say the Lord. Trust me, say the Lord. For I do not save by number. I will breathe on what you have. and you will have victory by what is in your hand. I don't know who God is talking to tonight, but the Lord is saying, that which you have that looks like 300 men against 1,000, I will come upon it and I will deliver victory. I will deliver victory. See the Spirit of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. 300 men. 300 men. He told him something. He said, go in this thy might. Go in this thy might. Go in this thy might. What do you mean, go in this thy might? The might was already there. Gideon did not see it. Gideon did not believe it. So the Lord is about to activate something that is already within you in this meeting. Oh, some of you didn't know you could do business in tens of millions, in hundreds of millions, in billions. As you sit under this anointing, signature giftings that you did not know were inside. Possibilities locked up in your spirit. Mateposa, potentials are coming alive in the name of the Lord Jesus. They are coming alive. He says, go in this thy might. Go in this thy might. There was something you already have that he didn't know. The angel of the Lord had to redirect his focus to see what you already have. Hallelujah. Glory to God forevermore. God left us on the earth for a purpose, and that is to display his glory, his power, his dominion, his love upon the earth to the ends of the earth. Listen, the world is in need of saviors, but believers are sleeping. Believers are looking for how their needs can be met. Listen, God is not against meeting our needs. I've said it here before. Any gospel that does not address the needs of the people, immediate needs of the people, is an incomplete gospel. When we read through scriptures, we see that God is passionate about meeting the needs of his people. But listen, Christianity, what is upon us, what has been given to us, cannot be reduced to just meeting our needs. You must live daily with a burning passion that the world needs saviors. The world needs helpers. On the pulpit, the world needs helpers. Men who are sold out to God. Men who are on fire. Men whose eyes are fire. Men whose feet are wings. Men who have renounced the hidden things of dishonesty. Who do not hold the word of God with deceitfulness. Hallelujah. I'm talking about on the pulpit now. In politics, saviors are needed. Listen, saviors are needed. People with conscience. People with love for the people, with passion for transformation. Not people going there for their belly. Not people building houses and commissioning in billions publicly while they are owing salaries. You know, sometimes you hear certain things and say, I am wondering, is there a law in this country? Is there a rule of law? But a new generation is rising. Hallelujah. Saviors are needed. People closing their eyes as though they don't know what is happening. Saviors are needed. In every sphere. In every sphere, in economy, saviors are needed. I told you on Tuesday that from this camp meeting, financial saviors are rising. Hallelujah. Glory to God. People that will showcase the manifold wisdom of God. People that will display the concepts, the culture, the principles, the life, the power of the heavenly kingdom. Men in every sphere that will stand as ambassadors of the kingdom, that will legislate on behalf of the government of heaven. They stand there and you know the kingdom of God has come to this sector. The kingdom of God has come to this sphere. Is God talking to someone? This is not survival we're talking about. We're talking about relevance, greatness, making a difference. This is not survival. This is not survival. Let God take survival from your head. How are you? We are surviving. No, is that the gospel? How are you? Ah, we are putting body and soul together. Is that the gospel? Oh, how are you? We are managing. Is that the gospel? Satan wants you to make a god out of your needs, so that you can focus on, you spend your entire prayer life. Listen, let me tell you something. You know, when we talk about having a personal prayer life, you cannot build a prayer life around prayer points. If your prayer life is built around prayer points, you don't have one. You don't have one. No. A prayer life is number one around fellowship. Number two around destiny. Oh, am I talking to someone? Never forget that. You build prayer life around prayer points. Oh Lord, I say right. You don't have a prayer life. You don't. But your prayer life first must be built around fellowship. Second, built around the fulfillment of your destiny. So every time you go to pray, two things on your mind. Primarily, having fellowship with your Father. And number two, receiving empowerment for the fulfillment of your destiny. Hallelujah. That's what prayer is for. Glory to God. See, I'm a savior. And I'm rising. I'm taking my place. And I'm helping my world. Glory to God. Glory to God. See yourself that way. See yourself as a helper. See yourself as one that God has ordained for such a time as this. Listen, we are a people of faith. We are a people of prophecy. Meaning the word of God spoke us forth. The word of God brought us forth. You didn't come forth because your daddy and your mommy wanted to have a nice time and then you came forth. No, it's your body. God spoke you forth. And if you spoke it forth, there is a reason for which you were spoken forth. Am I talking to someone? There's a higher purpose. Listen, only animals live for needs. Live for biological needs. House, shelter, food to eat, water to drink. Humans live for a higher purpose. There's something about it. And please look beyond your current circumstances. Look beyond your past. Never let your past cannot define you. Your past is too inadequate to describe you, to define you. Oh, am I talking tonight? Your present, even your present circumstances cannot define you. The best opinion about you is God's opinion about you. The word of God, and that is all that matters. This is where your focus must be. Oh, I came for such a time as this. I was born for such a time as this. God sent me as a light to this generation. That's the way you should think. God sent me as a helper to this generation. I carry the blessing of the nations. Don't you understand? What did God tell Abraham? God told Abraham, he said, in you and your seed shall all the nations of the earth be blessed. And you are the seed of Abraham. It means you carry the blessing of the nations. The nations are blessed because I came. That's the way I think. That is the way a believer should think. You can't think less than that. And the time to think like that is now. You think like that even in the midst of staggering opposition, in the midst of lack, scarcity, inadequacies, fear, name them. It doesn't change a thing. I'm a helper to the nations. I was born for such a time as this. God has called and has anointed me to make a difference. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Your mind will try to lie to you, and this is why your focus is important. If you look at what you can do and what you cannot do, you'll be crippled. God doesn't want you looking at your human abilities. God doesn't want you looking at your natural advantages. God doesn't want you looking at the family you came from. God doesn't want you looking at the degree you had from school. God doesn't want you looking at what is in your bank account. No! If you look at these things, you'll be crippled. You will feel unable. You will feel inadequate. He wants your focus to be on Jesus. He wants your focus to be on His word. He wants your focus to be on His abilities at work in you. So every time you think about what God wants you to do, a great destiny ahead of you, you think about the ability of God at work in you. Oh, I say that again. You think about the ability of God at work in you. That's what you should think of. If you look at any other thing else, you will sink like Peter. The Bible said Peter started looking at the wind, for it was boisterous. What happened? Fear, doubt. What followed? Sinking. Sinking. Fix your eyes on the ability of God and walk with Him. Don't look outside. Don't look. Listen, let me tell you something. If you are going to be great with God, there must be seasons of opportunities to be discouraged. Opportunities to be discouraged. Opportunities to throw in the towel. Opportunities to just settle for whatever comes. I know that thing happens first on the inside. It's not on the outside first. On the inside. You throw in the towel on the inside. You just hit and say, let's just get by. Let's see what will happen. Let's hope God will show up. You start talking unbelief on the inside. But this is what to do. You close in. You zero in on God's word. You zero in on God's ability at work within you. You zero in on the sufficiency. Put 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 3 up. That you put your focus. You put your focus. And it should drive you to pray. Listen, it should drive you to pray. It should drive you to pray. Chapter 3 verse 5. Hallelujah. Let me tell you one of the reasons I love to pray. I don't know about you, but in prayer, I see visions. Things that are different from what I see in the natural. Oh my goodness. Oh, please get this from this cavity. So when you shut your eyes and you open your mouth and you begin to pray, your eyes begin to see things that are beyond the present. You say, Pastor, but when I pray, I don't see. Open your eyes and see. You can see. You say, Pastor, but God doesn't show me anything. No, I'm not talking about God showing you. I'm talking about you seeing. Not God showing you. Many Christians are waiting for God to show. That's not what I'm talking about. You close your eyes and by will you see. Oh, you see through the eyes of scriptures. You see with the light of God's word. Oh, you see, you see, you see. And you see beyond the current circumstances. And people are wondering, why is she so excited? Why is she so happy? So excited. Can't she see that things are not working? He said, no, I can't see it. I see another world. Oh, I see another picture. It's up over here. There's something I'm seeing when I close my eyes. Oh, I open my mouth and I'm praying. Lake bom de pilasa. The Lord has given me the nations as my inheritance, the utmost parts of the earth as my possession. He has put His hands upon me. Glory to God. My impact is felt. My voice is heard. I see another world. Is somebody listening? I see differently. So you don't wait. I'm not. You don't wait. Oh, the Holy Spirit has not shown me. No. Listen. Just like you have physical eyes, you have spiritual eyes. When was the last time God told you what to see with these eyes before you saw it? At will, you use your eyes to see. There are times God will tell you, look there, and you look. That's physically now. The same thing spiritually. There are times the Holy Spirit will show you the pictures. That's wonderful. But by God's pattern, that is occasional. You have to see more with your spiritual eyes at will. Did you hear what I said? You have to see more at will than what the Holy Ghost gives you. Oh, you may be seated. You see. That is what the Bible was saying in Genesis chapter 15, verse 6. Say, look down towards heaven. Look towards heaven. He said, look now towards heaven. That is prayer. Your focus is shifted. You are seeing different pictures. You are not saying, I'm 32. I'm not married. Nobody is toasting me. You won't be thinking about those things. You will look towards heaven. Oh God Almighty. You will see different pictures. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. Listen, today in prayers, I've seen a stadium filled today. And I've rejoiced. Listen. And I have rejoiced. So not just seeing, I say, yeah, God, are you trying? No. Rejoicing. And I say, yeah. Hey. No, I saw myself ministering there. I saw some of you there. Are you listening? Is somebody hearing me? These are, you will pray and you will see the facilities. You will see the properties. You will see the contract. You will see the business. You will see the new level. You will see the family in the direction you want it to go. You will see your career in the direction you want it to go. Is somebody listening to me? That is our calling. That is our calling. Listen, the Bible says we walk by faith, not by sight. If you are reduced only to what this physical eye see, you are no longer in faith. And the Bible says, without faith, it is impossible to please God. You can't please God. It means you can't move God to walk on your behalf. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, I see pictures of possibilities. I see a different picture from what the eyes, the physical eyes can see. Oh, I see into God's word. I see the ability of the Spirit at work in me. He says our sufficiency. Not that we are sufficient of ourselves. Can you see? Saving our world. Bringing help to the nations. He says not that we are sufficient of ourselves to think anything as of ourselves. But our sufficiencies of God. Our sufficiencies of God. Our sufficiencies of God. Can you see that? What is your sufficiency? It's of God. My sufficiencies of God. Hallelujah. Do you believe that? This is what we see. This is what we see. We don't look on ourselves. We look on the ability of God at work on our inside. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Speak in tongues. The world cannot define us. Speak in tongues. What men have said about you doesn't define you. What society has said or is saying doesn't define you. No. The word of God is your definition. The word of God is your perfect description. And according to that word, your sufficiencies of it. Your sufficiencies of it. Mokabalasaya. Montekeposka. Zelia Tobasaya. Jelia Tombe Topasa. Liga Pora Bandele Bosai. Sariando Pasalita. Jele Combretila. Zuja Polate. Roba Salate Bontakepaya.
Lika palatobasha. Jalaponda tepaya. Liro zapa, liro zepa. Lira zo shepalate. Lika palatoba. Mantopa silatoba. Lida porasa. Jabaliatopa. Speak in tongues. Montaka paliata. Monte porapate. Liga paratomba sata. Liga porabalosa. Jalia topasa. Rakaponde paya. Zalia topala. Zalia topale. Ilakobale. Malalorebosa. Malanobosa. Zalia topa. Rakaponde pa. Liga bosai. Liga basaya. Liga bosa. Lika ponza palatonsa. Sheka porabata. Litobasa. Rakapate. Matobasa. Malikapo. Rakaposa. Shalia topa. Rakaponda. Mantopa. Rakaposa. Litopasa. Ratepa. Ropate. Saliantapa. Ligopa. Saliato. Rakopaseta. Ratebaya tobasa, ratebateba, ratepasa te, ratepasa matapaya, malatobale, ragabale, pilatobande, masolatina, zania topa, jetopa, litapa, retopa, janieta, rekeponda, robilasuna, rapa crain on the tops, multakapaya. Rakaponda tepa, robila sonatea, rakaponda, zalia topa, mandeleba, 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 ialabo, ialarabo, malarabosa, malia topa, rakapatosa, salakaponda, zalia topa, zekakolaba, ligaponda. Lika porabata, zalia topa, zalia topa, malota, regaposa, matepa, ayaya, jakepa, letopa teya, ratepaya, rapapaya, motemasa, rapatila, rapota, jakate, japatela, matopa vele, regebalade, Rabadele debo, retopasa, rebadila, pray no la tongs, samadele, samadila, lekepas, jegeba, ligaba, legeba, zelegebo. Zagabalagabale, Piatepa, Zandakaposa, Shalabatelebosa, pray the Holy Ghost, Tapa, Lopa, Likato, Litopa, Rekote, Ratopas, Retopas, Retekapo, Rakate, Ratilata, Retopa, Reteka, Yatepa, Shatea Tapa, Ligabalade. Zalia topa, letoposa, Zalia tobalta, monte caposa, Viala da 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 Aya, Mondaliba, Mondaliba, Sagabola, Zalida Dosa, Zalia Topa. Hallelujah. We will continue. We'll continue. Let me say something. You know, this is camp meeting. If you have studied the history of camp meetings, you know that one of the things that stands out is praying. Tonight, I'm not preaching again. We'll just pray. quickly, I'll minister to a few persons as the Spirit leads, and we close. You are going to pray out. You are going to pray out certain things from your heart. You know what it is. You know, there's a way things can be hanging, and you know, they'll be hanging in your spirit. You know, this thing is supposed to have dropped. Why has it not dropped? I want to give you an opportunity. You can take a posture. You can sit if you want. You can stand if you want. And pray out. Pray out. Pray out. You pray out. Likapota. Piatopos. Reketepa. Reketepa. Hey, shalalalalalalala bossa. Yeah. Yekepa. Shekepate. Yatepa. Reketepa. Reketepo. Rekepa. Raketopa. Raketopa. Raketa pulate. Rusapa dilate. Rotika. Retope. Ratipas. Jacquati. Hey! Maya ya 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 ya. Shake pate, leto poto, rekete, rekete, malika tapaya, pia topa, repatisa, jabilata, leto maya, rakebaye, redebele, malarabaye, pibaya topa, reto pasta, jagibalato. Mondatipa, Zolia Topa, Zalika Tombalapai, Rekapasota, Rekapato Saliata, Jekapondepa, Rekapondekapata, Rekapaton Zepata, Iatakapaton, Rekapaton Ziata, Ziba Roti Raka, Ravila Zustepa, Jetepota, Jetekapo, Jetekapo. Rekapato sapa. Hey, shakapate. Iala na 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 bos. Iale ba na 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 na. Hey, shakapate. Rapate ratia. Ratepasia. Ratepatea. Ratepa. Ratepa. Ratekapa. Ratepaya. Ratepa. Ratepa.
Shaka pala katala baya.
Hallelujah. Keep praying. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Keep praying. Hallelujah. 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 Some of you came here hungry tonight. Yeah, God is here. Touch him. Touch him. Touch him. Shaka patale. Hey! Father, we thank you. Be on your feet, everyone. My clothes in the service. Just be on your feet, everyone. Except you're under the power, just be on your feet. Lift your hands toward heaven, close your eyes. Just play softly. Just the keyboard for now. Just play. Yakapata kapato social tekuma. There are 10 people here. Just the wave of tonight that God has singled out for a special touch. They have come here with a budding, a heart cry. The power of the Lord is going to rest upon 10. Just 10. Tomorrow, be a prophetic night of impartations.
and miracles. But tonight the Lord is saying they are just 10 people. The power of God will overwhelm them in a very dramatic way. Paul. Zekebalakotso sochotepa. The Lord is saying is an impartation of fire for the days to come. They are up to 10. How many are they now? All of you, just join your hands. Don't be a spectator. God is touching people. Lift the hands up. Just leave her. She's on the floor already. Just leave her. Just connect your hands. There are the two rows. Father, a fresh fire. A fresh fire. Fresh fire. Fresh fire. That's right. Help her. Fresh fire. Kick. 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 Burn. Kick. Kick. Let it burn. Let it spill to the nations. Help her. Kick. Let that fire burn. Let it spill to the nations. Kick. Let that fire burn. Let it speak to the nation. Part of your family. Take. It is yours. Tonight, you are rising in a new way. In the name of the Lord Jesus, the hand of the Lord is mighty and heavy upon you. In this season, in the name of the Lord Jesus, performance of God's counsel concerning your life are showing forth. They are showing forth for you in this season, in the name of the Lord Jesus. Those that God has ordained to help you. Those that God has ordained to help you. In this phase of your life, to help you financially, to help you with counsel, to help you with opportunities. Lika pato sepata, reka pata kopash, reto pata posa. They are locating you. They are showing you help and kindness. In the name of Jesus, I hear helpers from high places. I don't know who that is for. Helpers from high places. Helpers from high places. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. They are sleep who cease from them until they do to you that which God has marked them to do for you. In the name of the Lord Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus. I release upon you the force of favor. The force of favor. That compelling force of heaven. That will come upon kings. Come upon queens. Come upon systems and governments to show you favor. Is rested upon you now in the name of the Lord Jesus. The hand of Jehovah is upon you. Everywhere you go, you are a symbol of the blessing. You are a symbol of the blessing. I decree tonight, every reproach, everything that has caused you shame and reproach, lika potos ebradia toska, lika ponda kipata, by the power of Almighty God, is rolled away. In the name of the Lord Jesus, and the glory of the Lord has rested upon you. And all eyes are seeing it. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. In the name of the Lord Jesus. You are rising as a financial Lord and Emperor. You are rising as a financial Savior. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. A new level of faith is resting upon you tonight. A new level of faith, a new level of courage. 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 That's right. Courage. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Father, we thank you. Father, we thank you. For somebody here, what you left at home as a problem, you are returning back home and you are not meeting it. This testimony tomorrow. Tomorrow, listen, by tomorrow, mid session, evening session, that testimony will be ready. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Can we lift our hands and appreciate the Lord? Father, we thank you. We give you praise. We honor you for tonight. Give the Lord a shout of praise. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I said, give the Lord a shout of praise if you are here tonight.
We believe the Word of God has begun a good work in you, making you a living, working wonder on the earth. For additional messages and information, log on to www.theembassyofheaven.org. God bless you.